Murray, Kentucky is up against five other small towns for the title of the friendliest small town in America. It's part of the Rand McNally USA Today Best of the Road contest. This week, a two-person team representing Rand McNally spent 4 days in Murray touring the town and surrounding area by air, land, and water. Angela Hatton caught up with the team during a bicycle tour of Murray State University and has this audio postcard.
Hello. Jennifer Jordan and Bob Schatz stepped off the trolley at Murray State, already veterans of the road. The two have traveled the country on television production crews, and for Best of the Road, their job is to document each place they visit and learn as much as they can about the town.
I think it's just really looking for a sense of communities, how everyone works together, what kinds of organizations are in place, and how everyone interacts together. What have we been surprised by? Just really the sense of community in the town. Everyone recognizes, oh, you're here at Best of the Road. It just seems to be a general awareness and unity. Everyone has so much pride behind the university here, the townspeople, hearing about all the different nonprofit organizations. I guess it would be the amount of things going on. You wouldn't think it's a small town if you were to make a list of all the activities and events on any given day. Tired, yes. I think that sleep is something that is just a thing of the past at this point. So luckily coffee, adrenaline is really keeping us going through, going strong.
So we're here at Matt's Bike Shop.
Europe Cycles.
I guess this is going to be my hog for the day, so I'm going to go take a quick spin, see if me and her gel.
After only 2 days in Murray, Jordan and Schatz have already made friends, like Roger Reichmuth, leader of the annual Freedom Fest kazoo band.
Just singing to it. Just singing to it. You got it.
How exciting.
Officials with the Murray Convention and Visitors Bureau packed as many activities into the team's visit as they could, including stops at favorite local restaurants, a racer basketball camp, and the lakes area. CBB marketing director Stephanie Butler hopes it pays off.
If we were to win, we could definitely use this in our marketing campaign to bring visitors in from the outside. We would be on the Rand McNally Atlas and get a lot of press from USA Today. This special will air on the Travel Channel in late July. So I think it could definitely have an impact on tourism and also within the community, just to know that you live in the friendliest town in America. Since they've been here, I found myself being even more friendly than normal.
A panel of judges will pick the friendliest town based on the pictures, video, and blogs Schatz and Jordan submit. That leaves the team free to have fun, build friendships, and learn new skills, like the kazoo.
Roger, I'm trying to wait for you so I can play the kazoo.
Oh! Can you do a little bit of, hey, looking over?
How does that go?
For WKMS News, I'm Angela Hatton.
The Best of the Road towns will be announced at the Destination Marketing Association International Annual Convention in Seattle, Washington, this July. A Travel Channel special about the competition airs July 25th.